You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Travel.
So there's good news for South African travellers as more and more destinations are opening up to us. And the latest is Mauritius and the Seychelles. Both of these are Indian Ocean islands. And Gabby's got the lowdown. If you are planning a holiday or you've just been itching to get away, she's looked into what you need to do and what you can expect if you travel to the Seychelles, or if you're planning on travelling to the Seychelles and Mauritius. Afternoon, Gabby.
Good afternoon, Azza.
This is good news because I think we love local travel, but it's also good to hear that borders are opening up, not just our own, but those of others.
That's it. So it's a few more glimmers of hope from within the travel industry, which is good news all around, at least.
Mm. So let's start with Mauritius first and foremost. I mean, it is a popular destination for South Africans. It's been eternally popular, in fact, across the year. So what can you tell us about traveling there at this time?
Perfect. So from a Mauritius perspective, their travel ban from travellers from South Africa, it's been in place for 18 months. So it's been a very, very long time.
Mm.
Now, they were one of the first countries in the world to actually prioritise tourism staff on the island during their first phase of vaccinations. And at the moment, the island has reached 61.5% fully vaccinated individuals, which is really good news. Now, from travellers coming from South Africa, from the 1st of October, you have to be fully vaccinated if you are coming from South Africa, and you'll be allowed to stay at any hotel, any resort, any accommodation of your choice, and you'll be allowed to move freely around the island without any sort of mandatory hotel quarantining and anything like that. So from being fully vaccinated, you have to have received either two doses of the Pfizer vaccine or the single shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You will also, this is quite important, you will still also need to present a negative PCR test taken within 72 hours of departure to Mauritius.
Yeah.
Now, all visitors will also need to complete a health self-declaration form and also a passenger locator form.
Mm.
So it's not too complicated, but yeah, it just takes a little bit more admin, a little bit more planning.
Yeah, so I wonder what you would require coming back into South Africa, because we had one caller a couple of weeks ago who said that they traveled to Switzerland, I think, and they needed the 72 or to go there. Their card, their vaccination, proof of vaccination was sufficient, but coming into South Africa, they needed to also present a PCR test. And so I think different countries have put different measures in place and also support, of course, for travelers who will need to do this in time for their return.
Exactly. So that's why it's also really important, regardless of wherever you're traveling to make sure you read the rules and the regulations of firstly the airline you're traveling with, because the different airlines might have different rules on what their processes are to board the aircraft and also the destinations you're going to. So I know normally to get back into South Africa, you usually do need a negative PCR test within 72 hours. But like you say, just double check from the destination you're coming from and then, yeah, just plan properly. From just in terms of getting to Mauritius, because I know this has also been a topic of conversation over the last few months from an airline perspective, there will be official flights traveling back in between South Africa and Mauritius from the 1st of October, which is good news. So at the moment, we know Air Mauritius and Com Air will be operating at least two flights a week, which is good news. And Air Mauritius has confirmed that from the 6th of October, they will have three flights a week between South Africa and Mauritius, good news, at least.
Yeah,
also quite valuable for anyone who is planning a trip. Over the past few months leading up to this expected reopening to travelers from South Africa, a lot of the travel operators have been promoting some incredible deals to Mauritius for couples, for families, for friends. And we expect that these deals are going to continue over the next few weeks, maybe even the next few months. So if you aren't already signed up to travel newsletters or tour operators, or maybe even Google search these Mauritius deals, but make sure you're engaging and getting quotes from reputable travel agencies and travel brand operators. When planning your trip, it's also quite important on the island to understand and choose between, so you've got self-catering accommodation, you've got all-inclusive accommodation, which is good quality to cost ratio, and there's no nasty surprises on your wallet at the end of your holiday. What's also quite interesting about Mauritius, look for options where kids under 12 stay free at select resorts. So I know Club Med is one resort where kids under 12 do stay free.
Right. And then tell us quickly about the Seychelles, what we need to know when traveling there, because they've also opened up.
Yeah, so the Seychelles is another exciting, really, really beautiful destination in the Indian Ocean. What's interesting about the Seychelles' entry regulations is that being vaccinated is not mandatory. However, they do strongly encourage it, but you do not have to be fully vaccinated before traveling.
Okay.
What you do need and what is mandatory is to provide proof of a negative COVID-19 PCR test, also done within 72 hours of departure. And you'll also need to complete a health travel authorization on the official Seychelles.govtest.com website.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to this, you'll also have to just provide proof that you've got valid travel and health insurance to cover anything COVID-related, just in case.
Fantastic. Gabby, how long is the flight to the Seychelles and what are the airlines? Is it also direct?
Yeah, so this is also really, really beautiful. So Mauritius is a four-hour direct flight from Joburg.
Yeah.
For the Seychelles, you've got Air Seychelles, which operates direct flights, and it's only 5 hours, which is also amazing. And both destinations don't require any visas if you are traveling on a South African passport. So that's really, really great news.
Yeah, I think they tick the boxes. They tick the boxes in terms of not only what we need, but also just accessibility at the moment. Thank you so much, Gabby.
That's it. Thanks so much, Azza.
Thank you. As she says, make sure that you familiarize yourself with all of these details. And finally, we can start having direct flights again, because for so long, you could be flying and in transit and multiple stops just to get to one destination. So now more and more borders are opening up.